నమస్తే ఫ్రెండ్స్, వెల్కమ్ బ్యాక్ టు ఏఈఈఎస్ ఈలర్నింగ్. ఇన్ ది థర్డ్ మాడ్యూల్ యూ ఆల్రెడీ లెర్న్డ్ అబౌట్ ల్యాండ్ రిసోర్సెస్ అండ్ హౌ ల్యాండ్ ఈజ్ పుట్ టు వేరియస్ యూసెస్ ఫర్ సాటిస్ఫైయింగ్ ద నీడ్స్ ఆఫ్ మ్యాన్, ఎస్పెషలీ ఇన్ ఇండియా. నౌ ఇన్ దిస్ మాడ్యూల్, ఫోర్త్ మాడ్యూల్, we will be learning in the first half what actually mean by land degradation and what factors that lead to land degradation and how land can be conserved, measures can be taken, followed by we will discuss about soil, its importance, factors of soil formation, etc. Okay. Let us see what is land degradation and what are the factors that actually lead to land degradation. You know very well, land has been shared by generations. Even in future, this will continue. Look at the pie chart. What is the effect of land degradation in India? India wasteland in 2000. Water eroded area is 56%. Forest degraded area is 28%. Saline and alkaline land is 6% and wind eroded area is 10%. We know very well 95% of our basic needs are received from land. But do we regard? No. Human activities have brought about degradation of land and aggravated the pace of natural forces to cause damage to land. Degradation of natural vegetation is caused by overgrazing by animals, deforestation, and careless management of forests. Surface mining leads to degradation of land as these sites are left abandoned after excavation work incomplete. Take the case of Jharkhand, Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh and Orissa. In these states, deforestation is due to the mining. It has resulted in severe land degradation. And in the states of Rajasthan, Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh and Maharashtra, overgrazing is responsible for land degradation. Due to over-irrigation in the states of Punjab and Haryana, waterlogging has led to salinization and alkalinity of soil. Take the case of mineral processing. It releases heavy amount of dust in the atmosphere, which finally affects water and crops of the surrounding areas. So, disposal of industrial effluent and wastes are also becoming major sources of land and water pollution. It is estimated that India has about 130 million hectares of degraded land. As we have seen in the pie chart, that includes 28% forest degraded area, 56% water eroded area, 10% wind eroded area, and 6% is saline and alkaline land. Now, this actually shows that what are the human activities as factors for land degradation? One is deforestation, another one is overgrazing, third one is mining, fourth one is quarrying, and fifth one is industrial effluents as waste. Now, since we have been using land for many centuries without taking proper care for its conservation, it has brought about land degradation. Now, we must seriously think of the ways to solve the problem of land degradation. This is possible only by adapting suitable measures to check soil erosion, prevent desertification, and increase the fertility of the land. We must check overgrazing, deforestation, and improper management of forests. Possible thorny bushes should be grown, especially in the sandy regions. And industrial effluents and waste should be properly discharged. Mining activities must be controlled. And we can also adapt modern and scientific methods of farming, especially with improved tools that would help to increase productivity of the land. We can also make efforts to strike a balance among the various uses of land. Think of some of the wasteland that can be brought under the productive use, and the forested areas have to be increased. I hope that you would have understood the human interaction with the natural resources and how his activities affect the soil and land. Now, like land, soil is also a very important factor and resource for the existence of living things on the earth. What is soil? In your lower classes, you would have already studied. Soil is the uppermost layer consisting of organic and inorganic substances. Is it a renewable resource? Certainly, renewable natural resource. Soil can be considered as a renewable natural resource. Another importance is that it supports different living organisms. It's a living system and it takes millions of years to form. There are various factors that actually influence in the formation of soil. Which are they? You can think of relief features, parent material, climate, natural vegetation, and other forms of life and time. Now let us see parent material. The parent material of which the soils are formed is derived from the weathering of rocks exposed on the surface. The type of parent material determines the type of soil formed. Take the case of the soils of Northwestern Plateau. They are closely related to parent rocks because their color is black owing to weathering of lava rocks. And on the other hand, the soils found on the North Indian plains are transported and deposited by the rivers. Now, when we talk about relief features, variations in the slope of land determine the amount of water that will run off the surface and the velocity of flow. In areas of steep slopes, the top layer of soil is heavily denuded. On the other hand, low-lying areas have a deep layer of soil. Now, think of how climate affects or acts as a factor in the formation of soil. This is the most important single factor in the soil formation. In areas of high rainfall and extreme temperature, parent materials, that is rocks, are easily weathered and lead to soil formation. What about natural vegetation? The process of soil formation and its development is associated with, it is associated with the growth of vegetation. The decayed leaf material always adds to the fertility of the soil.